Okay, Richard, where are you?
Here.
Richard, what do you want to tell us?
Oh, it's about powering cars by radio.
Powering cars by radio. You see, you're on my side. You think it can be done, do you?
Of course it can be done.
It can be done.
No, but there's a big but.
You're ringing from a lunatic asylum.
No, there's a big but. Because if you microwave is the same thing as radio, okay?
Right.
It's magnetic radiation.
Yeah.
And the amount of energy that you need to sort of heat up a mug of water, you can do in a microwave.
Yeah.
Like now, if you're trying to transmit a lot more energy than that through the air to a car down the road.
Yeah.
Anyone standing in between the car and whatever's doing that
will be killed.
Exactly.
Yeah, but even so, it can be done.
It can be done. Well, the whole Star Wars thing, you know, the stuff like pumping stuff up into the air, is all about that sort of thing. Yeah, where they're trying to destroy satellites.
We made like these red line clearways there, so you know, doing all the place now with a red line down the side of the road, right?
Yep.
Supposing we came up a red and white line, which meant any pedestrians here are liable to be killed by the rays which power the cars or the buses. You see, so the bus route. There's the way to keep people out the bus route. If you go in the bus route, you're killed. But otherwise, you know, bus drivers would be in some kind of lead compartment. That's it. We build lead buses and we can power them for what? Something like that. But it is, in fact, feasible.
It's feasible, but petrol's cheaper.
But it's going to run out, man. I fought in the great vinyl wars of the mid-70s. I know the petrol's going to run out. The first
about 20, people say between 15 and 60 years, don't they? There's always arguments about
it. It's not going to happen.
You just said it.
Alex, here we go.
They've been saying 50 or 60 years for about...
I know.
The alarm... What will happen?
Ian, you're very good on this. Come forward, Ian. Ian Cameron, by the way, one of Britain's leading thinkers. but Ian, just because I can never find the words. You know Alex's astrology and everything else. This whole idea that we're saving the Earth this generation. Do you go with that? That we have it in within us, either the Earth is dying, but we're going to save it. What do you think?
No.
Why not? Is it vanity and ego that makes people think we're living in apocalyptic times?
Yeah, well, we've always thought that. Every millennium comes around, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
We're not. We've never died yet. We're going to go on for...
I think if we enter the third millennium, we've probably got more reason to think it than in the second and first.
Right. The great thing about the planet Earth, Alex, isn't it? We could be a very young planet or a very old planet. We simply don't know. We could be a very young planet. This could be like, you know, nothing.
We're a medium-age planet.
Based on what?
Based on comparison to other planets, sure.
No, we don't know. Medium age. When are we going to go pop things?
Because our sun is a medium age sun, that's why, compared to age of other planets. Yes, they do know that.
The moon on Mars.
We're not a medium age sun.
All right.
Except that you don't want it. Then if we are, we're all undergoing some kind of midlife crisis. Then. that's what it is. And,
regular apocalypse.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know what the thing is in the allergy? The fact is we're in midlife crisis, and that's why the rainforests are going, because we're losing our hair. How about that?
It's a trite suggestion.
It's not a trite suggestion. How dare you accuse me of trite suggestions? Richard, what do you want to tell us?